welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women Extra, where we focus on all aspects of real estate investing, including strategies, mindset, emotional mastery, money smarts, and so much more. I'm Monica Sawyer, and on this show, we dive deep into the topics that will skyrocket your success. If you'd like to learn my favorite strategy on creating wealth in real estate, just download my free report at blissfulinvestor.com. Now, let's welcome our guest.
Okay, we are in extra. Yay! So, Megan, could you tell us or define for us what behavioral cognitive therapy is? I'm so excited about talking about this.
Well, me too, because honestly, the thing about counselors is many counselors have different approaches. But to me, you can't beat cognitive behavioral therapy. And that's because there's so much research and evidence that supports it, unlike some of the other practices and theories that counselors may use. So what you're doing is you're taking a look, and it's kind of self-explanatory in the name, cognitive, looking at your cognitions. Everybody has a script in their head. Mm-hmm. Going day and night. What are you saying to yourself? Where did that script come from? How did you develop those thoughts? And why are you still having those thoughts or those ruminations? Then the behavioral component. A lot of times when we're having negative thoughts or even positive ones, it impacts the way we behave. I always like to give an example. If there's, you're walking beside, and it takes me back to my adolescence days because they were pretty rough. But if you were walking past two girls and all of a sudden they started to whisper and talk, and then you stop and in your mind, you're thinking the cognitive part, oh my gosh, they must be talking bad about me. Then the next part is the behavior or the feelings. So that thought makes me feel bad. So now my behavior is I shut down, I put my head down, I walk away, I cry, I start talking bad to myself, I lose self-esteem. Or here's another scenario. You walk past those two girls, and if you've worked on some of your thoughts and cognitions and developed healthy self-esteem, your thought might go to, oh, they must like my new outfit that I'm wearing today. These shoes are really cute. And then I'm going to walk away, and my behavior is I'm going to smile and I'm going to walk and I'm going to go and talk to people because I'm feeling proud about how I look. But our thoughts have so much power over the way we feel and behave. And the good news is we can work on reframing our thoughts, changing the script that's going on in our head that maybe we developed when we were young and we were mistreated by our peers or even family members. And that's really what counselors do when they're practicing. And also Francois does that in his life coaching. So working with people to change those negative thoughts mm-hmm. that create anxiety, stress, and maladaptive behaviors to create a new script in your head that can create a more blissful or happy life.
Yeah. So could you give us some specific examples on that? I've got one too, but I want to hear yours too, because I'm learning also. I'd love to hear some of your specific techniques.
So absolutely. One of the things I like to say to people, young or old, is I ask them, what are ants? So this may be an odd question, and most people respond by saying, well, they're bugs, they're insects. And then I ask, well, what if you stepped in an ant bed? What would happen? And then they say, oh, well, they'd be all over me. Is that a pleasurable experience? No, there are these little ants all over biting. What would you do if you had a yard full of ants or they were in your house? What would you want to do? You'd want to get rid of them, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to find some kind of ant poison or whatever you need to. Maybe there's a humane way to remove ants from the premise. But then I go into the next step of, well, you know what? Ants are also automatic negative thoughts. They're thoughts that come and jump into our mind without us even realizing it. It's when you drop the glass of water and you say something like, I'm such a klutz. I'm always messing things up. Maybe when you're talking to somebody, you get tongue-tied and you don't like the way you delivered what you were trying to say. And then you say, oh, so stupid of me. I mean, how did I mess up and just sounded like an idiot? And those are really harsh words that unfortunately sometimes we think. So those automatic negative thoughts, just like we can get rid of a real ant, we can get rid of them. And the way we start to get rid of them, the first actionable step is to figure out what they are. Write them down. If you want to draw a little ant out beside it, each different thought you have on a regular basis, do that. Because you can't start to change those thoughts until you first identify them. Mm-hmm. And we want to get rid of the ants. We don't want you to be bitten by all these ants anymore. So that's kind of my intro and a specific example as far as a type of thought we have and then how to work towards getting rid of them. But I think you might have a better specific example because I saw your face. I'm really interested to hear what you have to say.
I love the ant analogy and acronym. So thank you for that. So I'm going to add that into this piece. So sometimes things will happen. Like you said, you'll do something silly or you'll say something to somebody or you'll think a particular thought and it's that ant and you want to get rid of it. So I don't know if you guys have noticed on this show, anybody who's watched on video, I often have a headband or a little rubber band around my wrist. It's not super attractive. I'm getting more and more attractive ones over the years. I've been practicing this for 25 years, but I always have this around my wrist. And what will happen is when an ant comes into my head, I snap the rubber band. It hurts my wrist. It's a pattern interrupt. Mm-hmm. I caught it. Right? And now I replace it with a more ideal thought. So instead of actually writing down the ants, I write down the ideal thought. So I write the next piece down. Because what happens is in that moment, it's really hard to make that shift. You create a void with the interrupt and you need to fill it. Right? Now you got an empty cup. You need some yummy juice. And so, and so I have the yummy juice sitting there waiting for me. So I might have five scripts that I've written down that I, once I do the snap on my wrist, I'm like, ow, then I immediately have this memorized script that I replace it with. So a memorized script might be, Monica, you are such an empowering, powerful woman. Or everybody makes mistakes. You're adorable. Right? Or something like that, right? Or if David irritates me and then I churn in my head, you know, David, I can't believe he didn't load the dishwasher. How many times have I told him? Blah, blah, blah. You know, this story that happens, I'll do the interrupt and I'll say, my husband is like the best husband in the entire world. He does the dishwasher. How many other women have to do their own dishwasher? So there, and obviously there are patterns that happen in our relationship that are consistent that I consistently get irritated for. So I'll write an opposite script for that irritation, because I know it's going to come up every single night, right? So I write the script, the juice, the happy thought. And then when I catch the ant, I do an interrupt with a physical ouch, and then I replace it with the juice. Now, a lot of people don't want to do the ouch. That way you can pat yourself, you can snap with your fingers. You just have to create an interrupt that then will shift the behavior, shift the thought, right? Now we've got juice in our cup rather than mud, right? No mud, lots of juice. And then the behavior changes, right? Automatically.
That is a perfect way to describe how you can take control of your thoughts. And then going ahead and writing some of those positive thoughts out that will replace.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. But
love that. And you know, that kind of goes in hand with daily affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
If you write down affirmations that you need to hear, put them in a jar and pull out one each day and read it. And it might be, you are a strong woman. Maybe for Francois, what would yours be?
Well, I mean, I would call that being an anchor. And like when you are facing something that is very important and challenging, like, I don't know, public speaking, for example, or something that, you know, is going to be stressful, it's important to try to have in mind like a good memory. Something that is going to build your confidence, like just before the stress, you know, and try to connect it maybe with a part of your body, like a good memory. And like, I don't know, if your wife, your spouse, your partners, I don't know, bought you, for example, a watch for a special anniversary. Well, you can touch your watch. You can do that and say, okay, well, that was a special memory. Or if it's your wedding band, you can touch your wedding band. You can, or if you are very proud of your new haircut, you can do that and say, oh, I did such a good job. Again, that's the anchor, and that's going to be a way just, you know, to evacuate the stress in order to tackle this challenge ahead of you with something easy that you can carry always with you. And that is going to be, okay, I'm stressed, but that's a good memory. And then you are ready to go to the next challenge, like, for example, public speaking.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to walk people through an anchoring script, or would you like me to do it?
I would love to have your approach to it.
My ladies hear me all the time, so but I'll be happy to do it. But if you've got one that you love, I'd love you to share it. What do you think?
Mine is related to public speaking, indeed,
okay.
And or public speaking or speaking in front of people, like an audience that is not familiar with me. And indeed, I like to carry something with me at all time that I will be able to connect without people noticing. And that will be my way to say, okay, well, that's a good memory. That's something important. And that helps me. You know, it's like the stress is like,
yes, I love that. And so I don't actually do that. So I'll do a script and I'm going to utilize that. Okay. Like you were talking about your watch or your wedding ring or something. And so, and I actually have an anchored thing for public speaking on my right shoulder that I continually reinforce, but I like the idea of having like a lucky tool, right? Like you've got, you know, your lucky ring or your, when I used to write, I used to have a really big ring that I would put on, and that meant that I was going to sit down to write and I would completely go into focus, right? So let's utilize a thing. And ladies, so as you're listening to this, pick something. Maybe it's your wedding ring. We're going to have a bliss anchor. Okay, so maybe it's your ring. Your wedding ring might be a better one for your relationship, but pick something that you can have that's close that people won't see, but that you have easy access to. Like Megan, you're wearing a particular necklace. This may become your lucky necklace when you want to be in a particular state, right? Or whatever. So let's pick an item. And then if you're listening to this in your car or driving, don't close your eyes. But if you can participate with me, go ahead and close your eyes. And we're going to anchor this item. And I just want you to kind of touch it and feel it so you know that it's there. And then I want you to decide on the state that you want this necklace or this item to reinforce for you or to bring up in you. So for me, I want it to be bliss, right? And now I want you to think of a couple of stories, a couple of moments in time, and they have to be really specific moments, not a phase of your life. It can't be the time that my child was 1 year old and we were connected, or for that first year. It might be a moment when you were holding that child and looking in their eyes, and all you could feel was this overwhelming sense of bliss. Right? Or maybe it's holding your puppy. For me, I have that experience with my dog. You guys might have it with Charlie, right?
Yes, we do.
Right? So find a specific moment when you are having that experience, okay? Now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to see a timeline. There's just a line in the sand, and this line is your life, okay? And there's a dot that is today. This specific moment in time as you're hearing my voice. I want you to float up over that timeline, and I want you to float to that specific moment. For me, it's cuddling Pomfrey one morning, and I was completely overwhelmed by the bliss of that moment. So a specific moment. And I want you to see what you're seeing, hear what you're hearing, feel what you're feeling, smell what you're smelling. Feel that emotion of bliss and add in all of those other things. Was it warm? Was it cool and refreshing? Was he barking, purring, snoring, right? What are you hearing? What are you experiencing? Really see it through your own eyes. Don't watch it. See it through your own eyes. Smell it through your own nose. Taste it on your own tongue. Hear it through your own ears. And when you have that feeling and it feels so powerful, touch that item that represents bliss. Touch it, hold it, and now go back into that feeling, because you'll feel that feeling subside, and then reinforce it. See what you're seeing. Feel what you're feeling. Hear through your own ears. Smell through your own nose. See through your own eyes and feel that feeling of bliss overwhelm you, and touch that anchor again, whatever that item is. And then as you feel that emotion subside one more time, bring it back. Look through your own eyes. What are you seeing? What's around you? Hear it through your own ears. Feel all of the kinesthetic stuff on your skin, on your hand. Feel it again. And as that emotion overwhelms you again, touch that anchor. And now, as it subsides, take 3 deep breaths. Feel the attention under your feet so that you can reground yourself and come back to the room. How did that feel?
That was lovely. I was in France. I don't know what other people. I was in France and I was eating some fromage.
Oh, yum! Taste what you're tasting. I know.
And just seeing the beautiful sights. And it's so true. It just grounds you when you engage all those senses.
Mm-hmm.
You there.
I've really enjoyed mine too. And I was in France too with you. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So it's really important that it's a really specific moment. And then what you want to do is utilize it. So the more that you utilize it, the more that it will reinforce the anchor. If you find that the anchor is losing its power, like when you touch it, you're not overwhelmed by that feeling of bliss, then you have to re-anchor it. So just come back to this recording and you just re-anchor it, right? The more you utilize it, the more you empower it. But if it starts to lose its effect, you do not want to empower a negative feeling with your anchor ever. So make sure that you come back to this recording and re-empower it. And you can do this for anything. It can be for bliss. It can be for public speaking. Like I said, I've got an anchor on my right shoulder that I touch. It can be a lot. You can use it for a lot of things. It can be love for your partner. It can be playfulness. It can be focus. It can be really motivated, right? So you can anchor all of those things in different ways. So you can just play with this and see how it serves your life.
Love that.
Yeah.
That was really helpful for me to hear. I'm really thankful you shared that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica. Monica.
Never ending.
Never ending.
Never ending.
All righty. Well, we need to shut the show, unfortunately, end the show. Do you guys have any tips you want to give before we leave?
You know, I would just really encourage you, again, practice self-compassion. You can visit Dr. Kristen Neff. That's N-E-F-F. She is the leading expert in self-compassion to learn more about that. Keep in mind, right now, you are allowed to feel the feelings that you are feeling. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are people who have more difficult circumstances going on, but that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have those feelings. And when you're having those strong emotions, practice what Monica just shared with you. Reground yourself. Reach out to somebody. And know you're not alone in this.
Thank you. I so appreciate you guys. Thank you for this amazing program. It's been delightful.
Thank you so much for having us, Monica.
It's been blissful for us.
Yes.
And ladies, thank you so much for taking this extra step towards your bliss. Always remember, you do have control over your success. I'll see you next time. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to download my favorite investing strategy, just go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.